Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Sadi Zayin Yerushalmi, and we are on Sadi Vav Mabez in Parakol Kisve, which we started yesterday, in the sugyas of what one is allowed to save from a fire, violating the Issur Drabanan, as we will see. So we're up to Me'ata, about two-thirds of the way down on Sadi Vav Mabez. So we just said that one is allowed to save Sifrei Kodesh that one reads from and one does not read from. What does one read from? Torah Nevi'im. And one does not read from Ksuvim because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because of the shear that was going on at that time. So they made a takana that you weren't allowed to, or gzeira, that you weren't allowed to read Kisvei HaKodesh Ksuvim, because it would be Mosheich, and a person might stay home and read Eov and Ezra instead of going to the Hilchos Shabbos shear, and the Rabbanan didn't want that. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the reason, so then Me'ata, that's what we're up to, so then B'makam Sheish Beis Medrash Al Yikru. So fine, in a place where there's a Beis Medrash, where the rabbi is going to give a shear, then fine, they shouldn't read. B'makam Sheish Beis Medrash Yikru. But in a place where there was no rabbi shear, let's say the rabbi, they didn't have a rabbi, the rabbi went away, so they should be able to read Ksuvim. So the Gemara says, there must be another reason out there for the Isser of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. So one reason is called Bittul Beis HaMedrash, and that's what we hold. That's what we held, I should say. And we'll see today. But less, Gemara first quotes another. Less lecha ela kahada. The Tani Rabbi Nechemia has another suggestion. The Tani Rabbi Nechemia b'nei ma ein kor and kipikis v'yakodesh. Why can't you read Ksuvim? We take out the next four words. Mipnei shtarei hadyotos. Because it's included in the gzeira of reading non-kodesh letters or documents on Shabbos. Shim omer atlo shehu mutter. If you say that even if ksuvim are mutter, they continue and say, you know, you can read anything. Afu omer mabakach shenisasik mishtarosai. Basically, if there's no limit to reading anything, so then everybody will read everything. But mitoch sha'at omer lo shehu aser. But once you say even ksuvim are aser, and that's Talmud Torah, and still you're learning Talmud Torah, they'll realize, oh, I guess there's a limit. Afu omer b'kisvi HaKodesh aser, shtarei diotos l'kol shekein. If I can't even read Eov and Ezra, I obviously can't read my Stam documents on Shabbos, and therefore, that's the reason the Chazal decided, and that would be aser, even in a case where there would be no Medrash. The Gemara, that's Rebbe Nechemia. What exactly is the gzeira of shtarei hadyotos? So if you look in Rashi, or at least the way Tosfos and the other Rishonim understand Rashi, shtarei hadyotos are stam letters that are not Kodesh. What do you have, a letter that you just saying hello to somebody? It's called Sheila Shalom. So it sounds like from Rashi, according to Tosfos and the Rashba, that would also be included. But if you look in Tosfos on Kuf Tez Zayin Mabez and Shabbos, Pirish Makuntris Igris Vitema Denagu Ha'olam Likros Bichsav Ulataltalan Vandeshari. Right, the real Latzov Pitzlochas. Everybody reads Shtarei Hedyotos, like Stam letters that you got from your friend. You don't read that on Shabbos. Venira Liri, no. Shtarei Hedyotos have something to do with business. The Lokari Shtarei Hedyotos are Shtarei Chovos v'Chayotze Behen. Aval Igros Shari, but letters are mutter, and not only are letters mutter, but again, to remember the days of old, the different realities that they lived in. If you got a letter from someone, maybe there was something very important in the letter. Maybe there was a pikuach nefesh issue to bring up in the letter that you had to run. Right? Communication was different. The pa'amim sheish ban pikuach nefesh. Afi yodeya shein ban pikuach nefesh. Mati rabbeinu tam. The lo havishtarei adyotos. Kiven shein tsarech l'masha kasaba. V'she yodeya masha be'igros. V'mein yodeya shema yish bo tzara gadol o pikuach nefesh v'shari. And then he says, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes are Yerushalmi. Dikka amar. Why don't we read Ksuvim? According to this Reb Nechemia, because of Shtarei Hedyotos, Shemato Omer lo Shu Mutter, Afu Omer Mavakach, Imasek Mishtar Osai, Mashma Dafka. What would be the connection between Shtarei Hedyotos, Stama letter? It says, no, it's my Shtaros sounds like my Shtaros, my business Shtaros. Mashma Dafka Kein Chovos Ushtaros Ka'amar. That's what he says. Sounds that way from our Yerushalmi. That's Tosfos in Kuftes Zayin. Okay. The Lamaisa, obviously nobody's ever heard of. Bizman Azeh, if somebody wants to learn Eov on Shabbos afternoon, nobody's going to say, oh, you know what? It's us to do that. Because Bizman Azeh, we allow it. We allow it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that, the Beis Yosef quotes that from the Rishonim in Shin Zayin. You know, one might say, but what do you mean? right? Is this, this is a gzera. Gzera, so aval pi, don't we have the principle often that aval pi shabbat talatam lo bat latakana? If the reason, even though the reason might not apply anymore, the gzera would apply. Right? We have that by, taking medicine on Shabbos, or, gzera playing musical instruments, gzera might, shabbat yisak and klishia, we don't fix the instruments. So we have often many examples. If there's a gzera, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, we don't have the authority to undo it. So the answer must be, we've mentioned this in the past from the author of the Mishkan is Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva Kalina is a sefer Koheles Yaakov, where he says there are numerous examples where we do find that the din falls away once the reason falls away. For example, Kohanim not duchening if they have mumin on their hands. So a Kohen is allowed to duchen if he has a mum on his hands, but the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays because the Kohanim put their hands under the talis, so then it's not a problem. It's not going to be distracting for people. What do you mean? There's a gzera. There's a gzera not to duchen with the mumin. Or the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha quotes that Tzarech Iyun, the Bir Halacha quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos when the shofar is on Shabbos. After all, we don't have Rosh Hashanahs anymore. Okay, whether we do or not is questionable. But right now the Mishnah Berurah writing in Radin saying we don't have Rosh Hashanahs anymore, so we should blow shofar on Shabbos because there's no gzeira shemiyavi reno dalat amos b'Rosh Hashanahs. One second, there's a gzeira avi shabbat latam lo balat takana. How could the Mishnah Berurah even suggest that? So the Koheles Yaakov says that whenever there is a gzeira d'rabbanan, sometimes the rabbanan built in the reason. And therefore, if the reason falls away, then the din falls away. How do you know when the reason is built in? When it's not? When it's up against, then it knocks out a mitzvah. If the gzeira is knocking out a mitzvah, then you have to say that the reason is built in. And if the reason is not built in, then it stays always. But if the reason is built in, then it falls away. So when the Rabbanan said the Kohen can't duchen with Mumin on his hands, they were knocking out a mitzvah d'araisa of duchening, of Birchas Kohanim. They said that for the good of the Klal, it's too confusing. But once the reason falls away, then you have to say that the din goes back. That's the difference. Right? Shofar on Shabbos, the Rabbanan knocked out a mitzvah d'araisa. So you have to say the reason's built in, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah has a question in the Bir Halacha that if we don't have any Rishus Rabbims, you know, then we should be able to blow shofar on Shabbos. So that could be what's going on here too, right? The Rabbanan knocked out Talmud Torah. They said you can't learn Iyov or Ezra or Divrei Hayamim. How could they just knock that out? They knocked it out for the reason. But it could be that once the reason doesn't apply anymore, because it's not like the whole community goes to this rabbi at this time and so once the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then the gzera would also fall away. So this could be another one of those examples. There are other examples, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, we continue. So Hada Amra. So back to the Diak of the Mishnah. So from the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim because you have to go hear the Torah Shebal Peh of the Doresh, of the rabbi. So what do you see from there? Hada Amar Sha Mishnah Kodemus Lamikra. It must be that Mishnah, Torah Shebal Peh, is more important, so to speak, than Mikra, than learning Psukim. Vavda Messiah Lahi, the Tanya of Shemayachai, and this is a riot to Shemayachai, the Tanya of Shemayachai, where Shemayachai, he said, the Braisa Ha'osek B'Mikra, and we have something like this in the Bavli also, Mida Ve'in, or Ve'in Amida, or Mida She'in Amida, right? It's okay. Somebody learns Mikra, it's Mida She'in Amida. What does that mean? Look at the Karban Eida, last skinny line. Mida Iksas, it's good. Ve'in Amida, it's not the ultimate. Not the ultimate. Obviously, it's better than doing anything other than learning. But it's not ultimate. Sha'am Mishnah V'Hagamara Yafim Mimena. Because the depth is even greater when somebody learns the Torah Shebal Peh. Mipnei She'tluyin Begirsa U'mishtakachas. She'bimeim Lohai Gemara B'Ksa V'Gam Loritan Lichtov. Why was it more important to learn Torah Shebal Peh in the days of old? Because it wasn't written exactly. If you don't learn Mikra, okay, it's there. You can look at it tomorrow. But if one doesn't transmit the Torah Shebal Peh, so then that's lost forever. And therefore, Mikra is good, but it's not as good as Mishnah and Gemara. V'ha'osek b'mishnah, midah shalameyam schar. Mishnah is even greater. And Hosek Batalmud, right, putting together the Mishnah is in the Chamidah Gdolah Mizeh, that is the greatest of the midos. And then the Braisa ends off unusually. What does that mean? The Braisa just said that Mikra is okay, Mishnah is better, and Talmud is even the best. And then it says run after Mishnah. How do you run after Mishnah? If it said that Talmud is even better, you should run after Talmud. So the Gemara answers the Stira. Amar Reb Yossi, Barbun, Hada, when do you say, and there's a question about the, how do you read this line? Rav Chaim Kanievsky has the opposite pshat, but we're going to go with this pshat. Hada, when do you say that Talmud is better? Hada dat Amar Achelo Shika Bo Rebbe Rob Mishnayis. Before Rebbe invested and imbued in all the Mishnayis, the Sodos, before he put it all together, then being Osek and comparing and contrasting and the kashas, and so that's where Talmud was adif. Avol mishashika bo Rebbe rov mishnayis, but once Rebbe put together all the mishnayis, they put the yesodos in the mishnayis, la'olam aviratz achar, flip it, mishnah yosem in a Talmud. Right, that's why the mishnah is more in that case. Again, as I said, Alam Afarshim at the opposite, pshat, but again, we could, talk about the importance of each of these, Tanakh, and Mishnayis. We mentioned Mishnayis a couple of days ago, I think, from the Tosfos Yantif, when he said the Maharal was a big fan and tried to push Mishnayis. And obviously, Talmud, obviously, Gemara, what we call, Gemara is the deepest level. What does it mean, Shika Rebbe Rov Mishnayis? He put in the Yesodos of Torah in Mishnayis. It relates to a comment of the Chazon Ish. We discussed in the past that one is not allowed, the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Chafei, that you can't argue on the Gemara. Even if you're a Rishon. A person, right, a Rishon Achron, right, you can't argue on the Gemara. That's period. And what about Amoram arguing on Tanoim? So it sounds like from Shas, it sounds like from every Daf in Shas that's not allowed. That's the Pashup Shot of Shas. Right, that a Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. That's what the Gemara says. How could he say this? There's a Braisa, there's a Mishnah, and the only way that we could save him is if we're Mechalik, or we say there's somebody else that he holds like. But it sounds like he can't. But that's against, or has to be worked out with, Reb Chaim Salvechuk. Reb Chaim Salvechuk, Reb Elchanan, the Kovet Shiurim, at the end of Baba Basra, quotes Reb Chaim, he thinks, Me'ikara did based on the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Bamrim, that technically an Amora can argue on a Mishnah, he just wouldn't. Not that he couldn't, but he wouldn't. Because he knows that the Tana probably got more closer to the MS than he can. But really, it's possible, he just wouldn't. Right? The question is how to understand the language of the Kesef Mishnah in Beis Aleph and Ilchos Mamrim. The Efshar Lomar, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HarAchronim, Lo Yachloku Al HaRishonim. From the days of the Chasimas HaMishnah, they accepted that the later generations would not argue on the Rishonim, on the Tanoim. V'chein also gam b'Chasimas HaMikamara, sh'miyom sh'nechtem alonitim rishus l'shum adam l'chok aleha. So what does that mean? So Reb Chaim says it means that they wouldn't, but they really could. But the Chazon Ish assumes no. What the Kesef Mishnah means is that they couldn't, because all the Yesodos of later halacha was already put down in the foundation of Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara can't, right? The Yesodos are already there. The Chazon Ish and Ilchos Mamrim. The Acharei Sheyedu Amitas Hadavar, once they knew that the Emes was with the earlier Tanoim, E'efshar Sheyesigu Yema Emes, Vashlo Hizik Echem and Atanoim, Lo Hayurashoim Lachlok, Vayurakshonim Es Kol Devrei Atanoim Shekadmum. And they just would apply the earlier Yesodos. So all of that might be in this lashon of Shika Bo Rebbe Rov Mishnayis. Rebbe put the Yesodos into the Mishnayis. Okay, there's a lot more that we could talk about in terms of the Chasimas HaMishnah and the Ksivas HaMishnah and the Chasimas HaTalmud. But let's continue a little more and then maybe we'll come back. Continues the Gemara. The following Tosefta. Once we're talking about other items that we save, so we save Kisvi HaKodesh that we learn, that we don't learn, brachos shekasu b'hen inyonos harbe min haTorah. If you have brachos that were written down, brachos, davening, a sitter, there's a word that's we're going to add in from the Karbanei Edus Gersa, brachos v'kimiyin, or amulets. Basically, if you have parts of Torah written on something that's not Torah, you have a sitter, you have an amulet, those ein matzil nosam b'nei hazleika. Those are not saved by Bnei Adzaleika. Why are they not saved? So again, this could be at the earlier time when you weren't allowed to write down anything other than what you need to remember. And these didn't have to be written, and therefore they were also to be written, and therefore you don't save them. We said on yesterday's daf that, you know, there were certain things weren't supposed to be written and you still save them, like Ivri, Shekasfu, Aramis, Vechulu. But that's still something that should have been written, you just didn't write in the right way. Here, they shouldn't be written at all. Okay. Mikan Amru, Kosvei Brachas. Since this is true, that if somebody writes down Brachas, it's not safe from a Deleika, Kosvei Brachas, Sarfei Torah, then you're causing that if there's a fire, you're going to cause it to be destroyed. There was a story that somebody was writing brachas, meaning he was writing down Torah Shebal Peh at a time that he wasn't allowed to. Falach Rabbi Yishmael Levodkar. Rabbi Yishmael went to check up if he was really writing that. Kivat Shehirgish Bekol Pamotah Rabbi Yishmael. He heard Rabbi Yishmael in the hallway, so he got really scared. He's like, Rabbi Yishmael's going to get upset at me. Natal Takar Shal Brachos V'zarkan L'toch Sefer Shamayim. He took a whole bundle of his klafim with brachas and he threw it into the water. Right, too, so that the ink would go off and then Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't see. Kolashon Azeh Amarlo, Rabbi Shmuel says, Gadol Onesh Achram in Arishon. What you did was even worse than the first thing. Right, writing it, Mela is a worry that it might be destroyed, but you mamish destroyed it just now directly. That's even worse. Again, Bizman Azeh, it's all allowed. We save everything. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchos Shin Lamed Dalad. Shin Lamed Dalad, right, discusses that we save everything nowadays because everything was allowed to be written because it is Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh can still be written because of the fact that we needed to remember it. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Torah Secha. Good. The Gemara now gets into other issues of relating to writing down Kisvei HaKodesh and... Yeah, it's fine. Shin Lamed Dal. I'm just looking at Shin Lamed Dalid. Yud. Here it is in Yud Beis. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilana Idna B'Pnei HaDeleika. All of them. V'Koren Bahem. Afilu K'suvim B'Chal Lashon. Afilu K'suvim B'Sam B'Sikra. U'B'Chal Davar. V'Chein Matbeya Brachas Shetav HaChamim. A sitter that we would call it. Matzilana Sam B'Pnei HaDeleika. U'Mikol Makom. V'Chein Targum Shekasu Ivri. K'Gan Ziyagar Sadusa. V'Ivri Shekasu Targum. Right, v'chein sefer Torah sheish bo lakit shmonim chamish osios. You have a sefer Torah with a lot of psulim, 85 letters, like we know from the Gemara and Shabbos. So we save everything. We save everything because we don't have that zigzag anymore. Just sifyud gimel yesh misha omer, quoting from the Mordechai, the Megillas Esther, hol ve'ein ba'az karos. It doesn't have Shem Hashem in it. Im ein aksuva kemishpata ashuris al ha'oru b'dio. It could be that if you don't have a kosher Megillah, you can't say that Mabnei Atzleika doesn't have Shem Hashem. That's a discussion of Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther itself is a separate category of Ksuvin. The Mishnah Berurah says, Magen Avraham, Masik, the Kol Zehu, Rakbez, Bana Talmud, Osa, Yosra, Latzila, Elam, King, Ksuvah, Kiel, Chasa. Avala Idna, Kiva, Shemishim, Eis, Lassol, Hashem, Nita, Lumot, Afilu, Ksuvah, Bin Yar, Bachal, Lashon, Memeila, Masik, Osa, Mabnei Atzleika. Obviously, Megillah Esther is like the others, and you would save it. It's one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, one of the 24 books of Tanakh. Okay, we continue. So again, we're getting back to the Isser. The Gemara says, it's in the Bavli in Gittin Daf Samach, the Isser of writing down Torah Shebal Peh, or saying by heart Torah Shebichsav. So we're focusing on the first half. Writing down Torah Shebal Peh, as we are in that sugya. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Hada Agadata HaKos, Agadata, this Agadata. So the Karban Eidah here says, even when they originally started writing down Torah Shebal Peh, because it might be forgotten, maybe the original was only to write down halacha, things that you needed to know. But agada wasn't as crucial. And therefore, hada agadata, hakosva in lo chelek. If somebody writes it down, they have violated the covenant of Torah Shebal Peh. They don't have a chelek in olam haba. Hadarsha mischarech. And if you darshan it, if you learn it mitoch haksav, you're going to get burned. Hashoma in a makabal schar. If you listen to any vidya, you're not going to get schar. So this is the isser of writing down Torah Shebal Peh. I saw recently that they put out Rav Schechter's Sefer on Torah Shebal Peh topics. So he notes there that the Rambam never quotes this isser of the isser of writing down Torah Shebal Peh or the isser of the other way, Torah Shebal Sav. It's important to know that the Rambam throughout the entire Yad HaChazaka never records the halacha of Torah Shebaal Peh must be transmitted Baal Peh. He only writes it in the introduction to Yad HaChazaka, where he details the Seder HaMisora from Moshe through the Doros. Right? He does not quote it in the Mishnah Torah. He quotes it in the Hagdama. And why? He says maybe, Pashas in the Rambam, is that there's no Isser, it's just a Derech of Misora. Torah Shebaal Peh is a higher level of Mesiras HaTorah than Torah Shebaal Bechsav. Giving it verbally from Rebbe to Talmud is the highest level. And therefore, if you don't do it that way, you're lacking, and it's an inferior type of Misora, but it's not an Isser. Torah Shebaal Peh, taught mitoch haksav, by contrast, constitutes a lower level of Misora, an incomplete fulfillment of the mitzvah of teaching Torah Shebaal Peh, but not the violation of an Avera. And that's the whole idea of the higher level. And that's why the thought that we've said in the past from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rambam in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah, he quotes the 40 Doros from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Rav Ashi. But then he stops. He does not continue after Ravina and Rav Ashi. Even though Pashas, he could have. The Meiri in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos writes from Moshe Rabbeinu till the Meiri. He goes all the way, right? But well, why did the Rambam stop? Because the Rambam is giving you an idea about the Misora, that there was a certain quality of Misora that went all the way till Ravina and Rav Ashi. As we just said, the Gemara, and after that, there was a different quality of Misora that was up until Torah Shebaal Peh, and then even if you have some of your in down, the Chulu. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. I never looked in a Sefer of Agadah, Shimon Levi says. You know, he was always Torah Shebaal Peh. Elachadman is Tachlis. One time I looked at it and I saw something amazing. He said, Ashkachas Kasaba, may have a Shimon Bechamish Parshios, Shakasaba Torah. There are 175 times or Parshios that it says a lashon of speech. Diber Amira Tzivoy. Right? Vayedaber, Vayomer. Keneged 175. How exactly you get to 175? It's a good kasha. Mefarshim wonder, is it the words? Is it just a psuchos? Keneged Shnosav Shalavinu Avraham. But 175, keneged the years of Avraham Avinu. Dechsiv, Lokachta Matanos Ba'adam. Moshe, you took the gift, the Torah. Ba'adam. Dechsiv Ha'adam Hagadol Ba'anakim. Adam, the Gadol Ba'anakim, that's referring to Avraham. So there's a parallel to 175 and to Avraham. The fuller version of this story is in the Shmos Rabbah, in Parshas Yisro, where it says when Moshe went to get the Torah, Bikshu Malachei Asharis Levgoa B'Moshe. They were like upset at Moshe. Asabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klastirin Shalpanav Shal Moshe Domila Avraham. All of a sudden Hashem made Moshe look like Avraham. Amar Lema HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatem Mizbaishim Himenu Lo Zeo Sheiratem Etzlo V'Achaltem B'Toch Beiso. You ate in his house. Well, what are you, you're getting upset at him? Right? Cause Moshe was the great, great, great grandson, right? Of Avram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe look like him to teach the Malachim, you know, don't start up with him. Okay. So 175 is the years of Avraham. We continue. May of Arbaam Beshiva Mizmorah Shakasu B'Tehillim. And there were 147 Mizmorah B'Tehillim. We have 150. Gotta work out why Shimon Levi saw 147. Three of them were obviously combined. Keneged Shnos Shalav Avinu Yaakov. That's Keneged the years of Avram, Yaakov Avinu. Malamei Shekol HaKilusin. She saw Makaslan. Kadosh Baruch Hu. All the praises that Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael say to Hashem, Keneged Shnos Shal Yaakov, are Keneged the years of Yaakov. Shnei Amar V'yata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. Yisrael, another name for Yaakov. Me'av Esrim Mishlosha, 123. Pa'amim She Yisrael Onim Haleluka. When Bnei Yisrael say Halel, we don't know exactly where the breaks are, but it used to be one, the Chazan says Halal, and all the Seber says is Haluka, 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 123 times. Wow. Keneged Shnosav Shal Aaron, Aaron HaKohen, lived to 123. Right, 123, Keneged Shnosav Shal Aaron. Haluka, Alu, Elbakacho, La'aron, Kedosho. La'aron, Kedosh Hashem. So these are the beautiful things that Rabbi Shimon Levi saw. And by the way, the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Halal, he says, and the way they used to do it is 123, connected the years of Aaron HaKohen. He quotes this line. Afilu kein, anam isbas belalya. Rav Shimon Levi says, and even though these are amazing things, I'm scared at night that I'm going to be punished for the fact that I looked in the Sefer Agadah at a time when, you know, it wasn't so mekubal. Rav Chiya Barba Chamachad Sefer Agadah. He saw one Sefer Agadah. Amar, imak siv tavus. If what's written in there is good, tikta yada the kastava. Vita, right? The one who wrote it, his hand should be cut off, so to speak. Because how could you write down Torah Shebaal Peh? Again, in the days of old. Amar lechad, avu edu gavar kosva. Maybe your father wrote it. How could you just say something like that? and curse him. Amarlay, Kain Amris, tick the yad of the katasva. I don't care who wrote it. If it was wrong, it was wrong. Favisle Kain, and whoever wrote it, it happened that he was punished. Kishkagashi Yosei, Milifnei HaShalit, right? Which is the lashon that means that tzaddikim, everybody has to guard what they say, kind of like a tiftach peh lasata. Period. Hagilyonim is sifrei minim. If you have blank klafim and books written by heretics, some say gilyonim means the margins of the Torah. Others say it just means like heretics is as if they wrote blank. Is tani tani kores askorsem asarfan. Some say you tear out the askaros and you burn them, the shemos of Hashem, because they don't have any kedusha. They were written by a heretic. Is tani tani sarfan hev askorsem. You burn the whole scroll. Not just the Shemos of Hashem, but you burn the whole scroll. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Akapeach es banai shim yavo lebesi shani sorfan hemas korosein. If I have one of those scrolls in my house, I'm going to burn the whole thing, written by a heretic. Shem yeha rodef acharai shani nimla lato potential avodah zara v'nimla lato potential minim. Rabbi Tarfon says, if I was running for my life, I would go into a base of avodah zara, but I wouldn't go into a bias of a heretic. Right? Heretics, Jewish heretics, are worse than base of avodah zara. Not that we paskin this way, but this is what he did. Shovli Avodah Zarah ina makirim osova kofrimbo. Ovli Avodah Zarah never knew God, and therefore they have no idea. Va'avol haminim, these heretics, makirin oso v'kofrimbo. They know and they deny, and they're even worse. V'yalein amar David, halo misanecha Hashem esna v'gomer. Those who hate you, God, you know, I hate as well, and that's what Rabbi Tarfon was saying. Period. Zem medrash darshu, and this is a medrash that teaches us the halacha that you're allowed to burn these heretical, right? If you have a Sefer Torah, it was written by a heretic, right? Or anything like that, it has no kedusha. So where do we know that? From the Kal Vachomer. Uma im lahato shalom in ishla ishto. Amar kotzav Hashem shedech to mekdusha imach alamayim. To bring shalom bayis between the husband and wife, then we could take Shem Hashem that was written by kedusha and erase it, right? The sota. Sifrei minim shematil an eva v'tachros umachlokes ben yisol avim b'shmayim. These heretical svarim that are trying to bring competition and animosity between Jews and their father in heaven, that they have to be burned. Therefore, if you one has a book that was written by a kofar, it does not have any kedusha. You just throw it out and you burn it, and you just get rid of it. It has no kedusha, even if you wrote a whole sefer Torah. Okay, halacha base, second mishnah here in the parak. We alluded to this last time, last year. Matzilin tikka sefer ema sefer. One is not only allowed to save a sefer Torah or a sefer of Tanakh, but you could save the container that it's in. Right, Rash, the carbon eda, kisui shel eitz. If it has a wooden container, you can save that too. V'tikka tefillin ema tefillin, and the tefillin boxes. Avo b'sheish b'dochan mos. And if you have a tefillin bag, even if you have money in there also, even if you have money in there, you're allowed to save it. Because as we'll see, it's not a case of a busis. Maybe you had tefillin and money in there, and therefore it's busis davar asa davar mutter, and it's mutter. Well, leichan matzilin, so where can you save it to? This we mentioned when we explained the first mishnah. L'mavi she'enim mefulash, according to the first opinion, the Tanakama, to a three-walled alleyway. So that's a rishus ha'yachid daraisa. So even though you didn't make an eriv, that's going to be the chiddush. You still let it go there. Ben Besera Omer Aflu Mefulash. Ben Besera holds that even a two-sided area is a Rishus HaYachid, Daraisa, and that's why he says that's what you're allowed to violate here too. Masnisa B'Sheino Tafalo. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that you could save the tick, that's only where, we'll go with one shot, it's not attached. Avalamaya Tafalo Kugufahu. If it's attached, then obviously it's Kugufo, right? If it's Mechubar, the Chiddush is even if it's not attached. Okay, says the Gemara, Nicha tikka sefer ma sefer. I understand that one of the kisvei hakodesh, you're allowed to save the container because you're not supposed to touch the cloth itself. So you need the container to put the cloth in. Tikka tefillin ma tefillin, but a tefillin bag, a tefillin box, you could touch the tefillin, just bring the tefillin out. That's a bigger chiddush that you're allowed to save that. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, shama lemeada. You learn it from this pasuk. Chone malach Hashem saviv lireyav vayachal tzeim. Hashem encamps, the Malach Hashem encamps next to those who fear him. Meaning if you hang out with good people, then good things happen. Right? If Hashem goes to next to the tzaddikim, so to hear. You hang out the bag next to the tefillin saves it too. V'cheinu Omer, badin guvraya ileich, kfitu basar balehon. Right? This is a pasuk talking about Hananim Shavazariah when they were thrown into the Kivshana Aish. Not only were they saved, but all their clothing was saved. Wasn't singed because that is a salvation of whatever is close. Period. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, just to mention it now, we don't have so much time. Rabbeinu Bachai says on Vayera, when Lot was saved because of Avraham. Lot was saved because of Avraham. Lot wouldn't have been saved otherwise, but he was saved because of Avraham. Just like Matzil and Tikka Sefer Ema Sefer. The Tikka Tvilin Ema Tvilin. Whoa. So this is like, the tick is like, load, you hang out with next to the tzaddikim, you know, good things happen. That's Rabbeinu Bachai, Bereishis, Yutes, Chavtes, 1929. Continue. Even if there's money in the tick, but the key to my Rabbi Yaakov bar Achav Amarchena Kartigna, B'shem Raboshia, Tiskai Sheish B'tochamos, Nosala Kikar Matatala. If you have something that is money, so you get a bag that has money in it, you could put a cookie on it and then move it, be metaltel it, right? Because then all of a sudden the ikker of your moving is the cookie, it's not the money, and you go by what's the ikker, right? There is a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Bavli says you're only allowed to use this heter. It's called kikar otinok. Put a baby on the muksa and then move the muksa, right? You're only allowed to do that by a dead body. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So is the Yerushalmi arguing on that? You could do it just for money too. Or it could be that if it's fire, so then maybe that's a different, it's more of an allowance. Okay. So what did the Mishnah say? You're only allowed to save it to a Mavui Sheinu Mefulash. You can't take it to a Mavui Mefulash, meaning to an area, even if it's Rishus Arabim. But what's the Chiddush? What if I'm going from one house that's on fire, I'm going to walk straight to the other house across the street? So I'm going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim in the middle. It sounds like from our Mishnah, that's Aser. Right? The Tanakhama says, only if it's a Mavi She'ena Mefulash. If it's Mefulash, if it's open on two sides, you can't. So why would that be Aser? B'chol Atar At Omar. Now this is getting back to the first sugyas of this Masechta. B'chol Atar At Omar, Einam Alek HaMeniach. Right? We said earlier, if you walk straight through from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, with Rishus HaRabim in the middle, that's not called as if you stopped. So we said elsewhere that that's mutter. The koach at amar hamalek kameniach, and here you say it's aser. You're not allowed to take it out, going from house to house. So Gemara says el abizorik. Oh, maybe we're talking about throwing. What, throwing's better? Ask the Gemara. Taman at amar hazorik pater. Earlier we also said, beginning of the 11th parak, we said zorik is pater. Tukat amar hazorik chayiv. Here we're saying if you throw it from house to house through the street, it's going to be chayiv. That's only Rabbi Akiva shita. Gemara does not answer the question. Rav Chaim Gvideski says, okay, maybe the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. That's what you might have to say. Period. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rav Acha b'shelo irvo anan kaimen. Rabbi Chizkiya just adds, although as we've said, the Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you didn't make an Erev or a Shituf in the alleyway, and that's the Chiddush. Even though you're violating an Isidra Abanan, you're allowed to do it to save the Sar. Ben Besera, the last line of the Mishnah, what did Ben Besera say? Even to a Mavi Mefulash. Because Ben Besera holds even a two-sided area is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. Who is that like? Kareb Yehuda. The Tanin and Taman, Rabbi Yehuda says elsewhere in Maseches Erevin, Gesharim HaMefulashim. If somebody had, imagine an overpass. If somebody has an overpass, like a bridge, underneath that overpass, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rishus HaYachid. Metatlan Tachayim B'Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda. Because as if the walls shoot down, you have two sides, right? The sides of the bridge, the sides of the walls that hold up the bridge. V'chamos, V'cham Tzeitz Aser. But Ben Meseira, who says in our Mishnah that Mefulash is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa, seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that as well in Erevin. Period. We need to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.